Sue Wanzer and Keith Klein, they both serve on the MCCSC school board and check in with us every Thursday morning to discuss local education issues. Sue, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am quite wonderful. Thank you.
Excellent.
I want you guys to be happy, too.
We are constantly happy. Are so happy that it's coming out of our ears. And luckily, there is no webcam here, so you can see the happiness flowing out of the pores of Keith's skin and my skin here on a Thursday morning. Now, busy times, as we know. The State House is cooking. The legislative session is doing this and doing that and everything else. We're keeping our eye on education issues up there. Are we going to let the governor choose the Department of Education, choose this? Who's in charge up there, Sue? Who should we even be following at this time?
Who should we be following? Probably the legislature.
Okay.
I mean, those are the folks who make our laws. Those are the folks who determine what happens with education and so many other things. They're the ones who determine what happens with the money. So those are the people you pay attention to during the election, and those are the people you follow in the two intervening years.
And you never know from one moment to the next, Sue, where the bill is or what's in the bill or even some hidden things in some of the bills that are up there.
Well, you know, that's part of the problem, and I really wish that they would have a procedure or people up there would be a little bit more cognizant. Well, I know why they do it. They throw stuff in a bill so they can get a pass. We really need to separate things that aren't necessarily related. Just because they're education, putting a pre-K funding along with a voucher bill together doesn't make sense. So, but it's done knowing that people want pre-K, and so they'll approve the voucher bill too. But I believe Matt Pierce voted against it because of the voucher indication in there.
Isn't that part of the politicking, though? Doesn't that happen with a lot of bills, no matter what issue it is? They'll stick this in for, if you want to compromise, well, we're going to give this, and you're going to take that, and we're going to take this, and you're going to give that.
Right. You're right. But when the two things have two totally different outcomes or two different implications, I would like them split aside, and then you can negotiate on the two different things. I'll do this if you do this, but it's just our legislature that really, really, really wants to get through the voucher legislation to allow people, to allow parents of children to take public taxpayer money and use it however they want to for their educational needs.
Sue, on another matter, our superintendent is going to get a very nice award from the city.
Yes, see, here's really good news. We have all these other things, you know, that aren't going quite right, but here's something that's going wonderfully. Superintendent Judy DeMuth has been selected as the Woman of the Year by the Commission on the Status of Women, City of Bloomington. And that will be celebrated on March 22nd at the annual Women's History Month lunch at the Convention Center. It's always, I go every year, it's packed, they sell out. It's just a wonderful event with so many different people coming together, and I am so thrilled that we can honor Judy DeMuth for the work that she has done for this community, for the time that she's been here and for the time going forward. It's about time we can recognize her for that.
And I think it'd be fair to point out, too, that another school board member is being honored during Women's History Month.
Kathy Fuentes-Rohr is being honored as the emerging leader, and that honor will be bestowed on her, I believe, on March 30th at an event at City Hall, at a reception that the Commission on the Status of Women does at City Hall. So, yeah, I think MCCSC looks pretty good right now, and I think we can be really, really pleased with the community, how the community supports education, as we said before, and that we can now recognize some people who have done so much for us.
Sue Wanzer and Keith Klein both serve on the MCCSC school board and check in with us every Thursday morning. And your February meeting is coming up.
We have a work session Tuesday first.
Then the fourth Tuesday is the 28th. Okay, so that'd be the last day of February. What's our work session working on
Well, we have some bond issues coming up that we have to take a look at. So before we vote on that at a meeting, we're going to talk about it at a work session, which, again, is open to the public, so the public can come here, all of that information, and we'll talk about what that means in terms of financing. We're also going to talk about with the proposed annexation, there is some concern that we could hit the circuit breaker limit for property taxes, and it could then affect what happens to the property taxes we can collect. I've had some conversations with the Corporation Council, with the mayor's office, and with the controller. They're not really sure that we're going to really hit that circuit breaker, but we're going to talk about it on Tuesday to talk about some of the implications for annexation for the school corporation.
Sue, can you put in a simple sentence for the listeners what that would do or what that all means?
Yeah, well, I'm going to try. You know, I'm not Tim Thrasher, so please, you know, but I'll try my best.
Nobody's Tim Thrasher.
You are right. The state set a limit for residential property. I believe it's 1%.
Correct.
For commercial, maybe 2%. For agriculture, farm, maybe 3%. And so property owners won't pay more than that. So if when we hit the circuit breaker is that limit, and we can't collect more than, or the county can't collect more, or the city can't collect more than that. So there's some concern. The property tax funds are transportation funds. So there's been some concerns raised that we might not have enough money for transportation. I don't know that that's really going to happen, but if anybody watched the city council meeting last night, what we learned was this was just the beginning of the process. The resolutions passed by the council didn't have to be passed, but that's kind of signaling to us now the conversations are starting. So now we know that it's beginning, and we can ask some of these questions, and people will be getting us answers. And we'll be talking about that Tuesday at the work session as well.
So you're trying just to get ahead just in case.
Yeah, we're trying to get the information. I think like everybody else was at that meeting.
Well, I think that's an excellent point, because where is all this information that everybody should be getting?
It's still being developed.
Well, good point. Well, just let us know when it gets all developed before everybody signs this and puts their name on it. It'd be nice to see how this is going to work itself out.
Here's the thing, Glass. You've been doing this long enough. You know that anything with government, whether it's a school corporation or the city or the county or anybody, people always complain, wait a minute, I wasn't here at the beginning. You just brought me in midway through. I want to be here at the beginning. Well, now people are here at the beginning. So as a result of that, being here at the beginning means that not all the information has been pulled together, but I know a lot of the questions that council members asked last
night. When there's no information and you tell me that June 28th is let's get this done by, well, that's a little bit of a different story there, and I know that's not the guaranteed end date to it, but that's a pretty small window to have no information to get things started.
I wouldn't say there's no information. The Perry Clear Creek fire chief was there last night, and he had some of the information which he maintained wasn't totally accurate. So,
well, you can have information that's not accurate, and that's the same thing, isn't it?
Right. Well, I don't know. I don't know where else. What else do you do to begin?
Well, there's another issue here, Sue, and that is kind of what you're talking about now. Unintended consequences. We know the annexation. We know this. We know that. What don't we know? And, this circuit breaker thing is one of those things about, are there other things out there that we don't know about yet?
And I think that's why we're here at the beginning of the process, to start asking all those questions. I'm here to speak for the school board, so I'm not really here to speak for the city.
Sure, and I'm not asking you to.
I know. The city does have a list of a bunch of different meetings that people can attend to hear about what's going to happen. Glass, you and I are both in the areas and that are proposed to be annexed. So these are the kinds of things that, of course, we want to know about for our properties. I mean, nobody even knows, what the tax implication is. So there's a lot of information.
Yes, the tax implication is interesting. The MCCSE just had a 7-year referendum voted in, and now you could have an entirely different set of financial circumstances to deal with, let alone transportation. I would think that would make your heart beat a little faster.
Well, yeah, there really are a lot of things to consider, and just for me, I'm glad that we're getting pulled in at the very beginning of this. There were some county council people there. Julie Thomas, commissioner, was there last night asking some questions. So I think that's what happens in the very beginning of the process, and I'm happy that we get to be pulled in at the beginning and can be asking all these things, and people will get us the answers.
And we hope that's right. And MCCSE, does the board, does the superintendent develop the series of questions on those answers? Is that Tim Thrasher? How are you guys going to address that? Because obviously, as you mentioned, the circuit breaker money is very, very important.
Right. And that's I assume Tim Thrasher is going to help interpret for us, or the superintendent. But really, the information is coming from the city controller, Jeff Underwood. He's the one who will have to prepare the numbers. He's the one who will estimate what tax implications will be. So it's he and his office and the legal department which will be developing some of those answers for us.
And what time is the work session then coming up on Tuesday?
5:30 are our work sessions in the administration building on Tuesday. So, again, people won't have a chance to ask questions of us. But if they have questions ahead of time or afterwards, they can certainly ask us, but they will get to hear the information as we talk about that.
Cool. Yeah, there are going to be a few meetings between now and right. July 1st.
And the following right. Tuesday is a regular board meeting.
And yeah. Then
and there they can
Then they'll have to hurry up and get to the county council meeting, and then Wednesday night's the city, and then you just keep on. You can run the meeting
right.
circuit. You can have the meeting circuit on there. It's just interesting to see how this is going to play itself out. The city's done a fine job to get everything up on its website, bloomington.in.gov/annex. You can see all the information up there. If you have, there's also a number you can call if you're not on the internet. Let me give that number out while we're talking about this, since this is affecting over 10,000 people's lives. I think that's a pretty big deal. 812-349-3802. 812-349-3802. And you can make your thoughts and feelings heard there make the meetings.
If I could throw in one other thing.
Please.
People might not necessarily be aware of this, but because I work for the government, the city government, on and off since late 1999, I know that our property has been on a list of areas intended for annexation for years. So, and it was just something that it was on the list, but nobody was doing any annexation. So while it comes as a surprise to a whole lot of people, because they wouldn't have necessarily looked at the map of annexation proposals, it has been there for a long time. So I guess this mayor decided that he wanted to just go forward with this.
We have an unlimited pot of money that we can seem to do anything these days, so we'll just we'll see how deep it goes and how it's going to be paid for and what services come with it and whose services get
right.
taken away. Those are very important questions. I agree with, and again, this is nothing between me and you. There is no reason to hurry up and get this done. Make sure you take your time and do it correctly. And I'm not saying you disagree with that.
Right.
I'm just saying that has to be an overreaching theme on this. Because that map of annexation has been there for 10, 20, 40, 100 years doesn't mean it needs to be done in 2 months. And then we figure out how to pay for it. And then we figure out how to get the services. And then we figure out all that. That's my issue right now.
Well, no, and I get that, Glass. And that's what a lot of people were saying last night. And I'm sure whoever's in your next half hour, whether it's Mary Catherine
it's
or Nick, will
be
able to
right.
probably have some more good information for you.
Right, and the information, as you mentioned, will be coming out as it gets closer and closer. And, again, we mentioned it last hour. Well, the city's got this new trash plan. Well, did the city factor in 12,000 more people in their trash plan? Well, I'm not sure. Those are questions and everything else that needs to be asked.
Right.
You've been around city government for a long time. When they say the bonding calls for bonding between 13.75 and 21.75 million to cover capital costs, that's a pretty large spread, isn't it? That doesn't sound to me like it's been dialed in and we know exactly what we need or don't need.
Well, I'm going to guess that you might be correct on that one. And so it sounds like a really, really loose estimate, I would say.
Yeah, we've got things close, but we need to. I guess, like you mentioned, if we start from the beginning, this is how you see it come together. All right, good job as always. Work session next Tuesday, 5:30 at the East West North South Building on Northeast West South Drive.
The administration building.
You'll find it, no problem. Just set your compass to north, and you'll be good. and then we'll have a school board meeting a week from Tuesday. We'll
right.
talk in between that next Thursday.
We sure will, and congratulations again to Judy DeMuth and Kathy Fuentes-Rohr.
Great stories there, and we'll be hearing more about that coming up as well. Good job,
Okey-dokey.
Sue. Thank you.